Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day that is an anniversary for one of the great disasters of the 21st century, at least so far. That, of course, is the war in Ukraine. President Biden gave what has been described as a fiery speech in Warsaw, Poland. He got a very warm response from the Polish government, from the Polish people, as far as people can gather. But there's also a speech today, unusual speech, by President Trump, who talks about why he believes that had he continued as president, this war never would have started. Because of his personal relationship with Putin, warlike would have happened. We will hear those various speeches, plus the highlights and lowlights of Vladimir Putin delivering his State of the Nation address, again, the one-year anniversary of the beginning of the war. There is also an address here in the United States toward one of our greatest problems, the problem of loneliness. There have been a series of reports and even a statement from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, about the way that isolation and loneliness particularly impacts teens. And there is one expert who has written persuasively in the New York Times and elsewhere that the only way to solve the problem of loneliness is more sex. And she is herself someone who has written on a variety of psychological and sexual issues. We'll be speaking to Magdalena Taylor. We'll also be speaking later to Juan Williams, who was talking about the emergence of what he considers to be a dangerous new cult that has emerged. What is the cult? It is one that follows the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, as a cult leader. Is that fair? We will be speaking with Juan Williams about that. And we'll also be speaking about a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council's Eurasia Center, Adrian Karotnitsky, who says that the real question about Russia is, can it ever become a normal European nation? And then another column by a Ukrainian columnist in the New York Times who says that the problem with Russia and Ukraine is that Russia is not, never has been, a normal nation. It has always been an empire that has tried to subjugate non-Russian peoples to its will. We will be getting to that. And the threat to intellectual freedom. Now a claim by a host on MSNBC that intellectual freedom is been threatened by Ron DeSantis. And he's only the governor of Florida, but he certainly wants to be more. Plus new news about yet another very popular Republican governor from a much smaller state who seems to be determined to jump into the presidential race. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. And let's go first to President Biden speaking in Poland. And what President Biden said in his address, which was clear-cut and decisive and uncompromising in terms of its continued support for Ukraine, what he said was this about Vladimir Putin and his thought processes. Clip one.
President Putin ordered his tanks to roll in Ukraine. He thought we would roll over. He was wrong. The Ukrainian people are too brave. America, Europe, a coalition of nations from the Atlantic to the Pacific, we were too unified. Democracy was too strong. Instead of an easy victory, he perceived and predicted. Putin left with burnout tanks and Russia's forces in delay and in disarray. He thought he'd get the Finlandization of NATO. Instead, he got the NATOization of Finland and Sweden. He thought NATO would fracture and divide. Instead, NATO is more united and more unified than ever before. He thought he could weaponize energy to crack your resolve, Europe's resolve. Instead, we're working together to end Europe's dependence on Russian fossil fuels. He thought autocrats like himself were tough and leaders of democracy were soft. And then he met the iron will of America and the nations everywhere that refused to accept the world governed by fear and force. He found himself at war with a nation led by a man whose courage would be forged in fire and steel, President Zelensky.
And a big warm applause, of course, for President Zelensky, who had just spent the last 24 hours basically walking all around Kiev boldly, considering that Kiev is under attack, with the President of the United States. The ongoing battle here is one that was just boosted by a non-NATO nation, but one very closely aligned with the United States, the nation of Japan, where the new prime minister, they are authorizing $5.5 billion of Japanese military aid for Ukraine. Now, why is that? What does Japan have to do with Ukraine? And the answer is everything. Because they fear a Chinese incursion into Taiwan or a Chinese attack on Korea or a North Korean attack on Japan. And the idea is that as much as anything that we've experienced, certainly in the last generation, since the original fall of the old evil empire, since the end of Maoism, it's so incredibly clear. And this is very frustrating to me, because it's so clear that we even began discussing it with our six-year-old granddaughter last night. And there are sometimes, and again, she doesn't have to be exposed to the details of it. I don't want her to know some of the horrible, unspeakable things that were done to civilians in Ukraine. But to know that there is such a thing as a fight between right and wrong, and in this case, the United States is unequivocally, and it's not even a political issue. People are saying, well, Tucker Carlson doesn't agree. Okay, Tucker Carlson doesn't get elected anywhere. And people who do get elected, like Mitch McConnell, who is the Republican leader of the Senate, and by the way, efforts to overturn or to get rid of Mitch McConnell as a Republican leader, like led by President Trump, all of those would-be Republican candidates who were going to boot Mitch McConnell from his Senate post, they all lost. McConnell has been also incredibly clear and refreshing. So what is it that that Putin says in response? We will get to that. He today has suspended Moscow's participation in the last remaining nuclear arms control pact with the United States, announcing the move today in a bitter speech in which he made clear he would not change his strategy in the war in Ukraine. Putin emphasized, however, that Russia isn't withdrawing from the pact yet. And hours after his address, the foreign ministry said Moscow would respect the treaty's caps on nuclear weapons. It also said Russia would continue to exchange information about test launches of ballistic missiles per earlier agreements with the United States. In other words, if he's suspending participation in the last remaining nuclear arms control pact, but he's not pulling out of it, what is the message exactly? We will get to Vladimir Putin's message, to more from Biden's message, and to the eagerly awaited message from the front-running Republican candidate for president. His name is Donald Trump. and he had quite a bit to say. That and more coming up here on The Medved Show.
Makes no sense.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Michael Medved Show, dueling speeches from people who would love to lead the world. Donald J. Trump with a tape that he has made warning of the prospect of World War III, which he believes only he can help to avert. Joe Biden talking about the resolve of the United States and our allies to stand by Ukraine and their courageous battle for preserving their independence and really preserving world order. And then, of course, of Vladimir Putin with his pledge to prevent the West from imposing unlimited, unbridled power and attacking the West as responsible for the struggle and the war in Ukraine. By the way, anyone who agrees with Vladimir Putin, give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. We won't pay the international charges, but if you live here in the United States, it's free. Okay. President Biden speaking in Warsaw in what has been described, I think, aptly as a fiery speech. And yes, there were the verbal flubs, and he didn't say Finlandization right. Okay. But the message of his speech was clear. And it was clear in terms of describing the resolution of the United States to stand by a nation which, with a struggling democracy, that was determined not to allow its own conquest and extermination. Here is President Biden from Warsaw. This is clip two.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed. Autocrats only understand one word. No. 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 No, you will not take my country. No, you will not take my freedom. No, you will not take my future. And I'll repeat tonight what I said last year in this same place. A dictator bent on rebuilding an empire will never be able to ease the people's love of liberty. Brutality will never grind down the will of the free. And Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia. Never.
And the Polish president, Andrzej Duda, through a translator, commended President Biden for his stand, for his firm rhetoric, even though he used the word eased when the text of the speech said erased, I'm pretty sure. But, okay, this is the president of Poland speaking to in support of President Biden from Warsaw. This is clip three.
The president of the United States, the leader of the free world, Joe Biden, has made a spectacular gesture. Yesterday in the morning, he stood in Kiev. Against all expectations, he put his foot on Ukrainian soil, where war is raging. He demonstrated that a free world and its leader is not afraid of anything. He showed that Ukraine is not alone, that it is supported by the most powerful state in the world and by the most powerful armed forces in the world, that it is supported by the North Atlantic Alliance, and that this is a serious support which will not fade away.
And the way it's covered in CNN, President Joe Biden vowed in a fiery speech Tuesday, today, to continue supporting Ukraine as it enters a second year of war, repeatedly denouncing Russian President Vladimir Putin and promising the United States would not waver even as the conflict enters a new, uncertain phase. In his second major address in less than a year from the same Polish castle, Biden said Western resolve was stiffening in the face of Putin's assault on democracy. He used his trip to the Ukrainian capital a day earlier as evidence that the democracy of the world are growing stronger in the face of autocracy. 1 year ago, the world was bracing for the fall of Kyiv. Well, I've just come from a visit to Kyiv, and I can report Kyiv stands strong. Kyiv stands proud, it stands tall, and most important, it stands free, the president proclaimed. In remarkably pointed terms, they write, Biden accused Putin of atrocities and said his attempt to subjugate a foreign nation won't succeed. President Putin's craven lust for land and power will fail, Biden said, one of the 10 separate times he singled out the Russian leader by name in his address. The speech came just hours after Putin delivered a major speech to the Russian Federal Assembly, again falsely claiming that Ukraine and its allies in the West started the war, and offering no signs that he is willing to pull back in his ambitions. Now, this idea of who started the war, this is not a tough case for the United States to make. There was absolutely no invasion of Russian soil. And part of what is important here is a Russian president, the president who preceded Vladimir Putin, Boris Yeltsin, signed an agreement with the United States and with the leadership of Ukraine and with Great Britain. They signed an agreement in Budapest years ago before Putin came to power, recognizing Ukraine's boundaries and recognizing Ukraine's independence. And in return for that recognition, Ukraine gave up its nuclear missiles that it had control of. And this is one of those things where you say that Ukraine started the war, and basically it's a position that President Trump is getting awfully close to. President Trump spoke today and prepared a very attention-getting World War III invoking videotape for his Truth Social media network. And here is what President Trump sounded like this morning.
World War III has never been closer than it is right now. We need to clean house of all of the warmongers and America Last globalists and the deep state, the Pentagon, the State Department, and the National Security Industrial Complex. One of the reasons I was the only president in generations who didn't start a war is that I was the only president who rejected the catastrophic advice of many of Washington's generals, bureaucrats, and the so-called diplomats who only know how to get us into conflict, but they don't know how to get us out. For decades, we've had the very same people, such as Victoria Nuland and many others just like her, obsessed with pushing Ukraine toward NATO, not to mention the State Department support for uprisings in Ukraine.
Okay, State Department support for uprising in Ukraine, what he's talking about is something that nearly all Ukrainians are very proud of, which was the Orange Revolution. It was resisting a rigged election, rigged by the Kremlin. President Trump ought to be able to relate to that. Coming up, Adrian Karatnitsky about Russia's failure as a modern nation. Coming up.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden, wrapping up his trip to Warsaw and Kiev, told an enthusiastic audience in the Polish capital that Russian President Putin has learned a lesson in the past year of the Ukraine war.
The democracies of the world have grown stronger, not weaker. But the autocrats of the world have grown weaker, not stronger.
Meanwhile, Putin has suspended the START Treaty, the last nuclear arms control deal between Washington and Moscow. Secretary of State Antony Blinken calls that unfortunate and irresponsible. About 40 million of us around the USA are being hit by a big winter storm this week. It'll pack snow, freezing rain, and wind from the West Coast to New England by the time it's done. The EPA is telling Norfolk Southern it is responsible for all the cleanup from the damage done by the derailment of a train in East Palestine, Ohio, more than 2 weeks ago. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, it is an honor to welcome to the show Adrian Karatnitsky, who is a non-resident senior fellow with the Atlantic Council's Eurasia Center. He is also the president and executive director, was for many years, for 11 years, of Freedom House, during which time he developed a program of assistance to democratic and human rights movements in Belarus, Serbia, Russia, and Ukraine. Adrian has contributed frequently to the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, the Financial Times, to Foreign Affairs Magazine, to the International Herald Tribune, and so forth. He's written an important piece that is called Can Russia Ever Become a Normal European Nation? Adrian, thank you very much for joining us.
A pleasure. Glad to be with you.
Okay. First of all, your argument, which is really one of those sit up straight in your seat and pay attention arguments, is very profound, which is that the only way Russia can really win this war and gain from it is if Ukraine wins and Russia loses. Why is that? How will that change the Russian worldview?
Well, let's start with history. And, you know, from the time of the Russian Empire, from, say, Peter the Great to today, Russia has had only one interval where of about 2 or 3 years of its existence where anti-imperial views and Russian domestically oriented patriotism was a sort of an important political trend. And that was in the first 2 or 3 years of the Yeltsin administration. And very quickly, the old established order, the people from the security services and others, began to, you know, come back and force their way back into the system. So 3 years out of, you know, 350, that's not a very good track record for, saying that there is some kind of anti-imperial or domestically oriented, consciousness within the Russian public. So that's the first thing. But then if we look at history, we also see that in the case of Poland, in the 19th century, Russians frankly thought that Poles could be made into Russians. They had worked out an education program through the Tsarist Minister of Education, a Russian count, that was going to make Russians out of Poles, even with all the big differences between them. So Russia and three or four rebellions by the Poles, and then the resistance of Solidarity and all this, I think it kind of cured them of the idea that Poles could be part of Russia proper. And I think Ukraine was relatively quiescent between, say, the Cossack period, when they had some autonomous and independent rule, and that was crushed by Catherine the Great, basically, and the period of, the Russian Revolution, when pressure for independence reemerged. So like 150 years, everything was quiet. So in that period, Russians felt very comfortable that Ukrainians weren't a different people because they weren't proving that they're a different people. But for the last 100 years, Ukrainian consciousness was, and patriotism and national pride was developing. And today, Putin, of course, is trying to negate it and saying that they're all one people. But it's very clear from the way Ukrainians are fiercely fighting that they're not one people. And one of the reasons they're not one people is democratic values and democratic traditions. Ukrainians have preserved over the last 30 years corrupt and perfect, but a relatively democratic system where they can get rid of the people who rule them by the ballot box, or if the ballot box is, someone's cheating at the ballot box, they mobilize. It's a very citizen-oriented, civically engaged society, which is very different, and it doesn't defer to the top dog. It respects some of its leaders, but it doesn't hold them in awe. Even Zelensky, who is, I think, at this point beloved because he's been a very effective leader at a time of war, Ukrainians still will jaw about him, and they won't speak of him with reverence. They'll speak of him with respect, but more as a kind of an equal. I'm a citizen. He's a citizen. He's doing a job for me as president. And I think those are the kinds of political and cultural differences that have emerged. And as a result, if Ukraine persists and defeats Russia, reclaims some of its territory, it'll be telling Russia, this is where you begin and where you end. And the Russian people, I think, seeing this resistance over time, and I think beginning to understand that the Ukrainians are indeed a different nation, will wean themselves in the same way that they did of the idea that Poles could be made into Russians. They'll wean themselves of the idea. And it'll take a long time. And, we can talk a little bit about, how empires, even when they lose, they take another shot at what they've lost. So we didn't, like the War of 1812, that was, kind of a relapse into trying to crawl back into, the United States and to reclaim colonial dependencies. So empires, it's kind of like if you move a limb, you have this phantom limb syndrome. So Russia, even when it loses Ukraine, will still have a phantom limb syndrome for a while.
Okay, let me ask you a question very directly, because today President Putin and President Trump both seem to have one similar theme, which was that it was the United States and the West that started this war. In just a very brief moment that we have left, what's the best answer to that to make clear that it was actually Putin's decision to push this war, not the work of globalists in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah. The people of Ukraine went out on the streets in 2014 because they saw their future going down the toilet, meaning their corrupt president was switching and making a deal to not integrate into Europe, but to integrate with Russia. And it was their expression of the popular will. The president, after 100 people were killed in the streets, fled the country,
and the parliament, including members of that president's party, by an overwhelming constitutional majority, voted to remove him, an absent president, from office. So it wasn't a coup. There was no U.S. hand in it. And it was the people. It was 500,000 people on the streets of Kiev and hundreds of thousands in other streets that did this. And when that happened, Putin saw an opportunity because, like, before they stabilized the government and took over all the levers of power, he grabbed Crimea and he started a bunch of insurgencies in the south and east of Ukraine. And that's what started everything in 2014. It was basically Putin seeing an opportunity when the public had removed a Ukrainian president through legitimate constitutional means.
Well, I think the real claim is that the actual invasion of a year ago was provoked by Ukraine coming closer to NATO and European Union membership. Was that a deliberate provocation by the U.S.?
Well, you know, look, European Union membership is it's a trade and, you know, standards organization. It doesn't have a national security component. There is no European army as yet, although they've been talking about it. But in terms of NATO, there was no NATO on offer. And maybe now the possibility of Ukraine joining NATO because of this alienation of the West and this conflict is much higher than it was before the invasion. First, Ukraine was not planning to invade anything. Before Putin invaded for the last 2 years, two people on the Russian side of the Ukrainian divide, on the Russian-controlled side, two civilians died per year in 2022, 2021, and 2020. It was a low-intensity, occasionally some...
And again, the people can see the film, the video of the actual Russian invasion, which was a real thing, not an imaginary construct. Adrian Karatnitsky, appreciate your contribution in Foreign Affairs magazine. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart.
Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved show, the one thing that Vladimir Putin seems determined to do in terms of his oratory, his rhetoric, the whole theme of the speech he gave today is not only to rally to his support the people of Russia, where there have been extraordinarily profound indications that a very substantial, at least minority, of the Russian people do not support this war at all. And in fact, there have been a number of stories of Russians and Russian nationals who have gone over to join the Ukrainians in fighting for their liberty and in fighting for civilization, basically. But Putin in particular is also trying to reach out to American public opinion. The one thing that is uncontestably true is that in recent elections, going back to 2016, the Russians have tried to influence American public opinion. And not in the direction of one side or another necessarily, but simply to create chaos and to create division and to try to undermine America's resolve. That's why what he says when he speaks is that he is not attacking America. He's not attacking the West. He's attacking the evil elites who actually lead and control America. That, in other words, he makes the case, which is absurd on the face of it, that Russia is a more democratic nation than the United States. Because in Russia they have these free and fair elections, and here in the United States we have elections that are rigged by the evil globalist elites. Here was Vladimir Putin in translation, in part of his State of the Nation address here on the anniversary of the beginning of the Ukraine war. Listen. Six.
The goal of the West is unbridled power. They have already spent more than $150 billion to supply weapons to the Kyiv regime. Just compare. According to the Economic Cooperation and Development Organization, to help the poorest countries in the world, G7 allocated in 2020 and 2021 some $60 billion. Do you see this? They spent $150 for the war and the poorest countries. Allegedly, they are taking care about. They have allocated only $60. And they demand to follow them blindly, those countries who they pay to. And how they can talk about sustainability, about the environmental development. Where has it gone? and they are not stopping this flow of money to support war, and they are spending more money on coup in the other countries all across the world.
Okay, they're spending money for coups in other countries all across the world. Has that been the case in with recent elections around the world? The idea that contrasting $150 billion for the war with $60 billion for the poorest countries, what exactly has Russia given to the poorest countries in the world? And this, of course, is not the first example of Russia spending an untold amount of money and a huge percentage of their national budget, because they are not a prosperous country, and to buy equipment and to bury the up to 200,000 people that they have lost in fighting this war. And the responsibility for the war? Well, this is Vladimir Putin's view. Clip 5.
Responsibility for fomenting the Ukrainian conflict, for its escalation, and for the increasing number of victims lies entirely with Western elites. And, of course, the current regime in Kyiv, for which the Ukrainian people are essentially strangers.
The current regime in Kyiv, where the Ukrainian people are essentially strangers. That's why there has been so much support for the Russians from the Ukrainian people. I mean, yes, there have been many Ukrainian people who have run away from the path of war, but they have been received, at least temporarily, in Poland primarily. Romania has also taken a great number of Ukrainian refugees. But the idea that the initial purpose of the war, Putin said, was the decapitation of the Zelensky regime. And the entire fantasy, this is continued and continued and continued, with the idea that the Zelensky regime is simply a puppet of the West. And again, when you look at the courage and the determination, which has been reported all over the world and is very, very clear, how else do you explain the fact that with a nation that triple the population, more than triple the population of Ukraine, that Russia has been fought to a virtual standstill? This is Jens Stoltenberg, the chief of NATO, speaking about the importance of this current moment, 1 year into a decisive and extraordinarily important world-changing war. Clip 7.
We are also increasingly concerned that China may be planning to provide lethal support for Russia's war. Putin must not win. That would show that aggression works and force is rewarded. It would be dangerous for our own security and for the whole world.
Okay, and the alternative, there's a terrific column by a Ukrainian novelist and poet named Oksana Zubushko. And she writes, Russia will not become a democracy until it falls apart. That's because Russia is not really a nation state, but the same pre-modern multi-ethnic empire living on geographic expansion and resource looting as 300 years ago, and is thus doomed to reproduce again and again under whatever ideological cover, the same prison ward-like political structure that alone keeps it together. One intellectual holdover from the imperialistic 19th century is the idea that preserving the Russian Empire would be less catastrophic in terms of humanitarian consequences than recognizing the right to life of dozens of peoples whose lot under Moscow's rule was never anything other than dogged survival under the threat of extinction. This prejudice helped the empire to survive twice in the 20th century, in 1921 It was right after the revolution and after the Russian Civil War. And in 1991, right after the fall of the communist regime, it is high time to rethink it. Looked at closely, this war on Moscow's part is a monstrously enlarged version of the Ukrainian purges of the 1970s, Operation Block, as it was known, to the KGB files. Same language, same techniques. The only difference is the scale. Those purges were selective and unostentatious. Whereas nowadays, each of the thousands of Russian rockets that have so far hit our cities tells the same message. Speak human. What she talked about was in the bad old days before Ukrainian independence. It was against the law to speak Ukrainian. And when people, for instance, police officers would hear people in Kyiv or elsewhere in Ukraine speaking Ukrainian, they would be told, speak human, because the Ukrainians were supposed to be subhuman. This is our cities held the same message, speak human, at the highest possible pitch. Ukrainians respond with the glorious phrase from the defenders of Snake Island, we will survive the Russian Federation just as we survived the Soviet Union. And then she concludes, if there could be any positive result found in the 12 months of this horrible war, and tens of thousands of people murdered, raped, and mutilated, and millions of lives ruined, and the best black soil on earth littered with mines, and innumerable treasures of cultural heritage turned to debris, it would be that we Ukrainians have all together, in a united effort of resistance, proved that non-Russian lives matter. It is good news, for that was not the case before, certainly not in the past century. It gives all those who speak human, with no question, no quotation marks, hope for the future. Coming up for that future, has American politics been taken over by a cult? What are we talking about? We'll speak to Juan Williams, coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.